about the typewriter and everything, and he's telling me about his, and he's, and his is usable. Okay, so he
usable typewriter.
There's a noble concept.
So I was like, man, I'm sad because I can't type mine. And he literally says, one day you'll be able to use yours, and it'll be glorious.
Test
like,
two.
Good word
test.
There. Just glorious. I like it.
In 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of
Smart Ass. Wow.
Oh, God, this is not going to be good.
I heard the voices screaming, still half asleep. Wake up to find them taking your echo sweep. Can't be mistaken for memories left behind. I never knew they'd come back to haunt me. Now I'm old. The river's dark and lonesome. The treasure's deep. A place I'd left behind. Dreaming, dreaming all the time. A whole world feels like it's come crashing down. I'll wake up just
hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Comic Pop's Mini Pop. We are going to be reviewing Strange Fruit's EP, Between the Earth and Sea. I am Richard, along with...
April.
Chris.
Matt.
And not Logan. Here
and we're the 6-ounce can of kick-ass rather than the 12-ounce can.
Sure.
The Mini Pop.
Oh, the Mini Pop. I get it. That's pretty good.
Now we'll turn it over to April, our music reviewer.
All right. So Strange Fruit is a London-based band that is made up of Jenny Maxwell, who's the vocalist, Peter and Jamie, who...
The last name's Perret.
Yeah. Perret or Perret?
I would say Perret. We'll have to ask them during their interview to clarify, but...
I'm going
to
say Perret. That sounds better. That'd
got
be like
a parrot
the coolest.
On her shoulder.
Oh my gosh, best last name ever.
You have the yoke, and every time, you know, we're like, she's the co-pilot, you're the pilot, and she goes to nosedive, and you pull it back up, and now you're pushing it down.
You know, my friend wants to be a doctor and name a person with the last name Pepper. Doctor.
Can we go back to the interview?
Review.
Let's start this again.
Oh, crap. That's hysterical right now.
And now we'll turn it over to April, our music reviewer.
All right. So, Strange Fruit, one word, is made up of Jenny Maxwell and Peter and Jamie Perret or Parrot. They're brothers. And they're from based out of London, England. UK, Britain, whatever you want to call it. And as you can tell from the first song we played just then, which was Falling, they're not a normal band. They're very...
They're true to their name.
Unique, yes.
Strange
Very
fruit.
Strange. And...
Which I think is intentional.
Yeah. I don't mind it. It's just a name. And they are... mainly influenced by, you know, psychedelic and left field indie like rock indie music, and they also like some plangent. What's that word?
Where are you at?
I know what it is. I don't know how to pronounce it. Plangent.
Just say folk.
Okay. Sounds like someone went copy paste.
Mr. Director of Library over there.
Plangent would be how you pronounce it.
All right. And they are also influenced by folk and vintage jazz, which I think comes across pretty clear in their music. Yes, guys?
Definitely hear the psychedelic.
You definitely hear the psychedelic.
Oh, yeah.
The like 60s, like early 70s feel. Or
hippie movement.
Yep.
That's what it is. And I like
passing
him.
Passing around.
I really
I said that earlier.
I like the...
Lounge music is what I...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Do some.
And it's like, it's weird because of their name and because of, like, I don't know how they perceive themselves, I did not think I would like them. Just because I don't always like far left field, you know, crazy crap. But I actually enjoyed all the songs on here. There's not...
You just called their music crazy crap.
Crazy music? Edit that out. It's like, I'm saying crazy music in that.
Okay.
She liked all their music, though.
I did. There wasn't...
Surprised herself.
There wasn't one that I didn't like. It was just... I liked all of them pretty much. I think I liked the first one the most. No.
The first one on the EP is Tell Me, and it had more,
it had more bass
pop feel.
Okay.
To me, you know, it isn't straight pop by any means, but
I liked the bass.
It did have that more of a feel to that. It was felt more mainstream than the other four.
Mm-hmm.
And the first drop that we did, Falling, the first part kind of sounded like a carnival type song.
Yeah.
And to me, it kind of reflected back to like how the Eagles would kind of have that strange beginnings and some of the bands back
then. The Eagles? I only know one song that they did.
Some Richard of the bands just dated himself.
can I see the case? They have their newest song that came off is Sea of Fog. Am I calling that right?
Right. Sea of Fog was just released in June of this year.
And that one, I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like it's very Bollywood, like... It has a lot of...
That's a new term. I've never heard Bollywood.
What?
No,
like it's Hollywood for it's India. Bollywood.
Oh.
It's indie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like it has like that Indian, you know, feel.
Right, and to me, because it had that international flair to it, we'll have to ask them when we do our interview, but to me it kind of felt like it was a James Bond opening because it had... that international flair, and to me that was like, oh, okay, I'm in the mood for an old Bond flick now.
And I like how the vocals and instrumentals work together, because usually it's either the instrumentals overpower or the vocal doesn't match the instrumentals, or you know, something like that. And I think this one really worked well together. Jenny is the singer in all the songs.
What'd you guys think of her voices?
I liked her.
I thought she had a clear, strong voice.
Clearly, she's talented.
I liked her.
I think she'd probably sing almost anything she wanted to.
Yes. I just want to know why she doesn't have a British accent when she sings.
That's how it is for everyone, though.
It always is. Come on.
So does that mean we're singing?
It was a joke.
Does that mean we're singing all the time?
I don't know.
That's
our own accent to them, though. So.
That's such a happy idea.
What's that?
That
when we talk, we sing.
We're just singing all the time.
It's like asking Lolita Dark, where's your Japanese accent? When they sing.
It was a joke. Come on.
But when they're singing in Japanese, I kind of... It's kind of hard when it's English in both. And it's like,
there are some English rock bands that have more accents in their...
True.
Yeah.
Listen to country artists.
Oh, yeah.
That Southern twang.
Southern twang, yeah.
Well, that is true. It's just always interesting, you know, when you hear a British group.
And you
know,
don't
European
expect
group,
that.
And then that you talk to them and you go, oh, wow.
But
I mean,
see,
just dramatic change.
Okay. On some of them, that's on purpose. That's intentional. Mm-hmm. But with others, that's just how they sing.
But it also kind of depends on how thick their accent is, because some singers from Britain, you can definitely hear.
Yeah, you can hear
accent.
Some of it. Hers, you can't.
No.
Whatsoever. There is no accent in her singing, which is pretty good. But no, they're definitely different.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say...
I like them. They're good different.
Yes, they are. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah. Good different. It's just a different...
And I like it because...
To me, it's one of those albums I have to be in the mood for.
Mm. Yeah.
I can't just throw it in and get going with it. It's one of those...
Because I have to
be in a mood where I just want to put it in and relax.
That's because, right.
To me, it's like one of those... You know, when you're trying to wind down at the end of the day, you know, you're home, you throw that in, you listen to it.
Because
when you're on the freeway driving home, that's probably not one of the albums you want to listen to.
All of the songs, you know, start off really slow and, like, smooth. Exactly.
They're not hard, in-your-face music.
Just rocking
so,
out.
So, you know, when you're cruising down the highway at midnight trying to get home, you don't want to throw
not
that CD in.
Not the right album for that.
Not the right time of day. Trying to get up in the morning, get moving, probably not the right time of day.
I can see this at like
you know, and that's it's funny you mentioned traveling in their music because it looks like they've traveled everywhere in Europe and it looks like they've even been to Japan, so Asia.
That's cool.
So I wonder if they listen. It says fuzzed out psychophilia. Psychedelia.
Yeah.
Psychophilia.
Yeah.
What's that? No idea. Psychedelia. Fuzzed out psychedelia, vintage jazz. You said that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you got this off. You got it off their Facebook page.
Oh snap!
Well, there's that off their webpage.
There's that copy and paste working.
It's on their Facebook.
Well,
page.
They have a website.
They
Strange,
do.
What's
ahead.
That say?
Strangefruituk.com.
Oh, UK. The angle I was Strangefruit. What? Huh?
Okay.
Strangefruituk.com.
Yep, and they've got just look them
and
up on Facebook.
They're on Facebook. Do you know what their Facebook one is? Just Strange Fruit, all one word? Or?
Yeah, just search Strange Fruit.
You can find them there. I don't know what's on there.
I'm just looking at their about right now.
And I think they're a fairly recently formed band.
Peter
and
so
Jamie were with previous bands before. And then I think they had some other members of Strange Fruit. But that was like all bands. Some people come and go. But I think Jenny and the two brothers are... Pretty much
permanent.
The three core members of the band.
Yeah.
I'm getting a feel that these three people have known each other for quite a while. You know, they were just sort of friends that maybe had a hobby of playing an instrument and then, huh?
Keep talking.
I can't now. You messed it up.
Okay, sorry.
I had a train of thought. It just wrecked.
It just wrecked. Sorry.
Okay. I was just saying that they've known it looks like they've known each other a long time, so they just decided to get together and do something. It's more of a hobby for them, maybe. I don't know.
Might have been.
Without doing
it's possible.
Without done the interview.
Right.
Well, I was just looking at... It says that their song, Tell Me, was recorded and produced at Abbey Road with Greg Wells. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't really mean anything to me, except that other artists that have done this is Adele...
For me, though, Abbey Road, I know Abbey
Rufus
Road.
Rainwright.
They're also on MySpace.
Pharrell Williams and Katy Perry are also other artists that have done that.
Yes. And Justin Timberlake owns it.
They're, what?
Sorry.
MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the big group, you know, those are recent people that have, or musicians that have recorded at Abbey Road. Come on, Chris, Matt. Abbey Road. The Beatles. Oh. That's where they recorded
I'm not a
most
Beatles fan.
Of their
I know. I'm so
what?
Bad.
Golly gee.
Oh, that's like not even a human.
No, I was a John Lennon fan. I was a Ringo Starr fan.
Richard, no offense. Mm-hmm. The Beatles were just slightly before my time.
But you know the Beatles.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I know a lot about them.
And then, but it also says that their songs Ghosts and Slowly Drift Away were produced by Max Dingle, who also produced for Goldfrapp, White Lies, and Glass Vegas. I don't know any of those, but I know this band right here, The Killers.
Oh, yes.
Holy crap. I love the Killers.
We've
That's
seen the
such
Killers
good.
Perform on who was it? The
Colbert
Report.
That's when they start getting big. They have like the best music. Yes, which is funny. Random fact of the day: The Killers' frontman used to be a Mennonite.
That's good. Let's do.
I could see that.
I can see it too, but I think it's pretty funny from going from like a Mennonite to the Killers.
But going through who they've done stuff with, their latest release, The Sea of Fog.
Yeah.
That was done by an award-winning director who was, what was his name? Matthew Oten. And I believe that's who it was. And Laura Clark was in the video as well. But it spotlights the band
a
little bit.
It's a weird video.
And she does play violin.
Yeah.
And Jenny. That's Jenny.
Yeah,
Jen does play violin.
Jenny.
And what's weird is, you know how if you see people eating food, it can be sensual. But if it's done another way, it can be so gross. And the video was just three men at a buffet table. And
like just
supposedly
full
of food. A person, this Laura Clark, was pretty much without any clothes on the table and had some structures that kind of emulated wings because she was supposed to be kind of like an angel. And these old men were just
shoving food
into their mouths, and it was just gross looking. And when I see the video, that's all I can see. I don't hear the music or the lyrics.
Honestly,
so are they making any statement with the video?
I think they are. We'll have to ask them that specifically.
I believe they are.
But to me, that the imagery of the video takes away. But when I listen to it, just the words by itself on my own, like I said, that gave me a James Bond type feel.
My thing
for back in the 60s,
instead of a depressing sort of.
I think the video, like the song itself, is already strange, you know. But I can deal with strange, but I think if you put it with the video, that's a strange video. It's too much strange for me, and then I start not really liking it.
Well, that's what they want. They want to push your strange.
Yeah, right, but then I stop enjoying it. I just get freaked out, and I don't want to listen to it again. So, you know.
So if that's your first exposure to Strange Fruit, is that video?
I wouldn't listen to them again.
You might want to listen to some of their other music instead of making a decision on that one experience.
Well, now that we've said it, though, everybody's going to go looking for that right off the bat.
True.
Yeah. And go,
Maybe that'll get them some hits on YouTube.
Listen to other music, too. I think my favorite part about the album, like just the songs, is the instrumentals. Yeah. It just sounds so cool.
They're a very good blend of.
Yes, I really like them.
Instruments in with the make the song.
Matt.
I really just went blah on that because my train of thought went.
That right there, kids,
my train
what
of thought,
we call
thought
mouth
went
vomit.
Left field, and my mind was still going to first.
It didn't
base.
Wreck. It just derailed.
Oh, dude, it's like holy cows! Where did that come from?
The Ghost, the third track on the EP, that one's got another worldly feel to it. It's another one that's psychedelic in feel as well. But
I wonder what their inspiration is.
Is it
to push everybody's vision of what is, or not vision, but idea of what strange is, or are they just expressing themselves? This is how our life is.
No. Question we can ask in the interview.
Yeah. Write that down, Chris.
Yeah.
Good question right there.
I think
right
you
there.
Have it on your list of what the inspiration was.
I kind of thought the second song on the album.
Falling?
Of the album, yeah. Oh, that's the... Got it.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think Falling definitely had a Radiohead influence. I'm not saying it sounds exactly like Radiohead, but, you know, I can... From the beginning of it to kind of how she starts in, I can definitely feel the Radiohead vibe. I don't know how many of you guys are Radiohead fans.
Just in passing, have I heard him? Not a whole lot.
That's what I get a lot, but I really, I listen to him. He's pretty cool. He's strange, too. So I think they would get along.
I think with the title of their band, like you said, Chris, I think that's intentional to, because they're wanting to push boundaries. Mm-hmm. They're wanting to make different music than what's out there now.
Well, it's also, they named it after whose song?
Billie Holiday, I believe.
Billie
Holiday's song.
Yeah,
Billie Holiday has a song.
She had a song named Strange Fruit, and that's where they got it.
Every time you say Billie, I think I do.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did a wiki. I looked it up on Google, and that was the first thing that came up was Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit.
And
I've never heard it.
I've
a little bit before your time.
Probably.
Yeah.
I've heard Billie Holiday.
It's
but not the Beatles.
And there we go.
Sorry.
But you can kind of hear Jen Lee's voice is kind of similar to Billie Holiday's. Because I did listen to Strange Fruit, found it on YouTube and listened to it, that specific song, a couple of days ago, and I can hear similarities in their voices. So it was, I don't know if that's why they chose it, or they just like Strange Fruit and that fit what style they were going for.
Maybe.
Because I think this original song was about the racism during segregation time period, because I believe it was right around the Civil Rights Movement, when, or a little, well, it was before, I think, even. Do a wiki.
I'm not doing a wiki. You can't just... Wiki, you guys, anyone listening to this, don't use Wikipedia.
It's for informational purposes only. Don't use it in a report.
Like, honestly, that's the one search engine thing that I skip completely.
This album, EP, there's only five songs five that they songs. Have out at five the moment. Songs.
Right.
And it's not available on a CD. Right?
We'd have to ask them if they make it available or not.
Yeah,
and right now you can only get it from
Musebox.
Musebox
is where we got it from. Thanks, Hannah.
Hannah from Musebox sent this to us for a review,
and I think
she's coordinated the visit with us with the band as well.
I think the album that came in is all right. It's not like it reminds me of like the '70s.
Yeah, kind of cover.
You know,
It goes right along with the rest of their name.
I don't like the '70s, but. But I think it looks cool for them.
How would she know? She wasn't around.
And I think just like the idea of it. If you go to iTunes, you could probably find them. Because if I remember right, I think if you go to their website, click on their songs, it'll take you to where you can download it. And it's basically 99 cents a song again. So it's mainly a digital format. I don't know if they're going to make it available in a physical.
Yeah. I think... I don't know for sure, but I think even if they didn't, you might be able to ask them. I'm not saying you can, but
we can ask that question as well.
Yeah, that'd be an interview question. I was done. Okay. I was just asking where you get it.
I think we pretty much covered everything.
Way to lead in.
Yep.
Is there any other discussion points we want to discuss?
No.
If not...
Oh, tour. Are they doing a tour? Are they coming to America to do a tour?
That's one of the questions I have for them. I haven't seen anything in the U.S., but so I'm not sure if something's planned or not.
Yep, just...
Listen to look the them interview, up
and
guys.
Follow them on Facebook and MySpace. They're on myspace.com/strangefruit. Strange Fruit UK.
There it is.
Their website is also strangefruituk.com. Visit them there. They'll have tour dates. Like we said earlier, we'd like to thank Hannah of the Muse Box for providing the EP for us and coordinating the visit that we're going to be doing later on.
And if you want to go check out that website where you can find more music, it's themusebox.net.
And they do a wide variety of indie musicians and news on them. So.
Yep.
Go ahead. Sorry, I don't know why I did that. Just had a disappointing thought. Sorry.
Wow.
The disappointing thought was, as I'm looking through the Big Bang Theory, they've been going since 2007. And then I remember True Blood's last season is this year.
I don't know why I did that.
All right.
Guys, we have to say bye. Come on.
Okay. Let's land the plane.
Focus.
All right. Everybody, we're having fun. You guys have fun out there, too. See y'all on the next trip. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Slowly drift away. The last call. That you take, till memories start to fade. I'll never love again. Lost in sweet refrain, your words. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.